A dark moment in American history, conservatives slam Trump indictment as politically motivated. By Nick Gilbertson on March 30, 2023. Republicans expressed outrage following the grand jury indictment of former President Donald J. Trump on Thursday. Many shared criticisms of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, asserting the case is politically motivated. The case surrounds hush money payments he allegedly made to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016, the New York Times reported. The charges are currently unknown. Taylor Budowich, CEO of Make America Great Again Incorporated, called the news the indictment of a failed nation in an emailed statement. "This is not an indictment of a crime, there was no crime. Instead, this news is the indictment of a failed nation. President Trump is promising to peacefully end the war in Ukraine, dismantle the deep state, and save our country by putting America first. For that, the political elites and power brokers have weaponized government to try and stop him. They will fail. He will be re-elected in the greatest landslide in American history, and together we will all make America great again." Vivek Ramaswamy, one of Trump's Republican primary opponents, called the indictment politically motivated, adding that it marks a dark moment in American history, according to a release shared via email. He added, "This indictment will undermine public trust in our electoral system and our justice system. It is un-American for the ruling party to use police power to arrest its political rivals. Principles go beyond partisanship. The American people should decide who governs, not politically ambitious prosecutors. Our entire country is skating on thin ice right now, and we cannot afford to politicize the justice system or else we will reach our breaking point. I pray for our national unity and call on every current and prospective presidential candidate in both parties to condemn this dangerously politicized prosecution." House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said, "Bragg has irreparably damaged our country in an attempt to interfere in our presidential election." Trump's former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, argued Bragg is undermining America's confidence in our legal system. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, tweeted that the majority of Americans know Alvin Bragg's witch hunt is a politically motivated prosecution and pledged he will continue to stand with President Trump as he has always stood with us. He added that Trump puts the American people above corrupt interests and, for that reason alone, the powerful will never stop coming for him. Eric Trump, the son of the 45th president, ripped the indictment as third world prosecutorial misconduct and the opportunistic targeting of a political opponent in a campaign year. "This isn't just an indictment of President Trump. It's an attempt to intimidate anyone who goes against the left's radical regime," tweeted Representative Jim Banks, RN. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, simply called the news "a ultra goose." Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, a key member of Trump's Texas leadership team, tweeted that he can't believe this is happening in America. "President Trump is the greatest president I've ever seen, but because he fights for you, they want him behind bars. We'll have the last laugh. President Trump will be back in the White House," Jackson asserted. In another post, he argued that they didn't just indict President Trump, they attacked every one of his supporters. "Unfortunately for them, this will only make him stronger," Arizona Republican Carrie Lake tweeted. "I didn't think I could possibly support him more, but this political witch hunt only strengthens our resolve to fight." Journalist Jack Posobiec weighed in, asserting that this will be a revealing moment for everyone who calls themselves a patriot. Per Fox News's chat program, Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, said, "This indictment doesn't pass the smell test. The Department of Justice already looked into the facts and decided there was no case to be made against President Trump. This is the same district attorney who is notorious for letting violent criminals off the hook." Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, R, called the indictment politically motivated, adding it is a sad day for America. A myriad of other prominent conservative voices chimed in to blast the indictment or reaffirm support for Trump.